Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
Yeah, you know what time it is. It's time for the Geek Enders Podcast. Mega Ran, Jesse and Daja, what up? Let's go.
Yo, it's the weekend.
Yeah, it's time to geek out.
Let it begin.
Go on stream and shout. It's Jesse and Daja, so give them a follow and see what the Geek Enders are all about.
Yo, it's the weekend.
Yeah, it's time to geek out.
Let it begin.
Go on stream and shout. It's Jesse and Daja, so give them a follow. Number one geek podcast without a doubt. Yo, another end of another long week. Got a job and a kid, I know that you're all beat. So take a second, grab a drink and vibe while we catch you up in just a matter of time. On gaming, comics, whatever you're doing. If you're nerdy like us, then you know you should tune in. Thank you for sharing our world with us. Now follow, subscribe, and turn this up.
Yo, it's the weekend.
Yeah, it's time to geek out.
Let it begin.
Go on, scream and shout. It's Jesse and Daja, so give them a follow. Number one geek podcast without a doubt.
Welcome to the show, gang.
Boom, 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 boom.
Hello, everybody. It's Geek Enders.
Boom, 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 boom,
boom, boom, boom, boom,
boom, boom,
boom, boom, boom, boom,
boom, boom, boom,
boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom,
boom, boom, boom,
boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom. Oh, I guess that bit's done. All right, well,
let's go, everybody.
Welcome to the show. Hey,
welcome everyone. congratulations, another week has gone by. We're delighted to have you. We have not Crendor today.
Yeah,
for our guest,
dude. It's my first guest appearance of the year. Feeling
how often were you on the show last year? Because honestly, it seems like too much.
Three times, right?
I think it was three times, including episode number one. So that kind of counts as like one and a half.
I think thrice.
Yeah. Which, honestly, I think quarterly Crendor is like really...
quarterly Crendor?
It's really the amount.
It's a good goal to hit,
yeah.
I think. Yeah.
Why do I feel like for some reason quarterly Crendor is still spelled with a C? Like quarterly just is with a C for some reason, and everyone's like, what?
But I
feel like that's the case.
It was four times. It was four, which it was quarterly Crendor. I'm telling you, it's the right amount.
Absolutely.
It's, it's every time you need to pay your estimated taxes, I appear.
There he is to be like, yeah. Hey, buddy.
Reminder.
How's the tax year going for you?
This is your Crendminder to pay your taxes.
Have you paid your quarterlies? Do it. Yep.
I don't want that. If I'm being totally honest with you, I don't want that.
I'd rather have my Dodger coffee mug.
To like slowly create a situation where every time I see you, I think about taxes.
Yeah. What do you think about?
When I see you?
Yeah.
One of the first things I think about is how soon until somebody goes, it's Dodger with a beard. Because. Huh.
Yeah, that's the wig.
That happens pretty much every time.
Yeah.
What?
Jesse, do you not remember, do you not recall the TGS / co-optional podcast goof where Crendor showed up with a wig?
This man
I guess the fact that that has lived with you so long is shocking.
It's because every time he's on this show, somebody goes, I wonder if Crendor will wear a wig today, or I'm excited for Dodger with a beard.
It's because
it wouldn't be with me anymore if it wasn't still with them, dude.
It's because I think it was such an odd, prominent thing of the early 2000s internet. Is like, you know, Mm-hmm. It was a different time. The internet was booming. The Wild West. Dodger was queen of the internet. And I had to replicate that in some way.
It was literally over a decade ago.
Yeah, it was. I started, YouTube popped up the other day and it was like, congratulations on your 16 years. And I was like, holy shit.
And then you jumped into the sea and put rocks in your pockets. Yeah.
Yeah. Then I think Twitch is like in 12 years. I don't know. It's just, I get it. Once you, it's like birthdays. Once you hit, when you're older, you're just like, man, how old am I? Sure.
Who am I anymore?
It's just, and then everyone, literally everybody's like, I started watching you when I was like a small child. And now I'm like a fully grown adult and I have a family. And I'm just like, that's cool, man. Where am I?
In the future, dude. Turned out not to be nearly as cool as you thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
It's crazy. We all thought we were going to have flying cars and robot body parts. And
yeah, exactly. I was going to say, we were talking about this just a few Geekenders ago. But we were promised that by this year, women would be having more sex with robots than with humans.
Zero robot sex. And honestly,
what's happening?
I don't think it's a zero.
There's definitely someone out there who's like, I programmed my perfect mate. Yeah.
Yeah. We've had some news articles pop up. You're like, damn, there's some robot sex going on. But it's definitely not as much as people thought. We thought it'd be like the, where he's like, there's a chicken in every house and a pot in every stick. That old presidential quote, the Roosevelt.
Right, a pot in every stick.
Right. Yeah, right. There's a sex robot in every house.
Yep.
A chicken in every pot. We thought it'd be. It's not.
Yeah, no chickens, no sex robots. Really? What a letdown. Although, I wonder if it's CES, because I seem to recall this year at CES, they had some guys like, this is the first generation love robot. And it was as creepy as you would think. But I definitely know somewhere someone's working on it, which is good. But I don't know that I said this before. I don't know if it was on this show or just on a stream, but I will stand by this statement. I'll wait for generation two. I don't want to get on that ground floor of sex robots.
Generation one sounds like it's going to have an air and like break your dick
off. I was
off
just
like
going to say, you don't want to be messing around with that. Yeah.
Remember
that
guy
that got gen one? That was a mistake.
You know what sucks? The thing is, I'll never get a sex robot because I have the exact same thought process as an Apple Watch, where I'm like, well, every year they just keep making them better, so why get good next year? It'll be a better model. And I keep doing that every year, and to this day, no watch. I just am like, well, I might as well wait. There's just going to be a better one. I don't want the one that looks like kind of fleshy human. I want like the real human. I got to wait. Well, the next one is the i5 upgrade. You know,
the literal
i5. That'll be my problem.
Literal eyes.
Five eyes. It's crazy. Yeah. Why you wanted that? I don't know, but there they have it.
Speaking of time, did you know that the TGS Blood Bowl League happened in two weeks, 12 years ago?
This asshole, Dodger, I must stress this to you.
What?
Don't go look at his stream. It is heartbreaking. Last night, he was streaming Blood Bowl, and he was like, yo, remember when we did the TGS Blood Bowl League? And I was like, oh, I remember. I hated that. And he went back and he listened to our introductions.
Holy crap.
Holy crap.
It's something. Like everybody. Well, Jesse just sounds the same, but he's just like, I am the Wood Elves and I'm Wood Elves. But you got a little more. You got a little more pep in your step, I think.
Yes, I talked like this, and I was very excited to be there because the internet was in its infancy of making me sweet, sweet cash.
Yeah, it was
Krendor,
that.
On the other hand, was like, greetings, I am Krendor.
Hello, everybody, I'm Krendor, and here will be my Blood Bowl team named the Lizard Man.
It was like that, and then Dodger.
Forever remember Little Skittles.
Little Skittles. Michael Jordan of Blood Bowl. Bamazon team.
Oh my god.
I said that yours kind of sounded like you're reading an essay in front of the class. Like you wrote it out and you were like, hello everybody. The Bamazons are here and they are ready to fight. I will be partaking in Blood Bowl TGS and they have cut off one boob, but these are some good Bamazons.
That was the best part is you got him because you were like, It's interesting. I think you said something along the lines of like, except these Amazons have both of their boobs.
Yeah.
And
Krendor
was like, what?
Yeah. I was so confused. I was like, wait, what? I didn't know the lore.
Yeah. Now he does. You taught him something last night.
I guess so. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then TV was just like, Chaos Dwarves. I'm a Chaos Dwarf and I'm going to shit on everyone. Little did he know, I'd have my Kenor training sessions. I was ready.
I was going to say, you and Sam still do Blood Bowl stuff.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
not often, but...
Oh, I do it pretty often. I do a weekly Blood Bowl match because I have my own league that is run by my mods and not me. And so I just show up. They're like, Krendor, your match is this week. Schedule it. And I'm like, oh, yeah, okay. And I schedule it, and then we just have a big viewer league, and then we asked Sam if he wanted to play, and he was like, oh, no, and then he didn't. And then we asked some other people. But listen, I don't care. I just like playing Blood Bowl once a week.
I know,
it's a good time still. I've played so much Blood Bowl. And once a week is about a good amount of Blood Bowl for the week. It really, it's no more than that. Jesse just...
Dude, I hate Blood Bowl so much that last night I felt bad for the guy. Krendor is playing some dude, probably a fan. And he brutally murders his best player. If I was that fan, oh, I understand.
Okay,
that's why I don't like the game. If I was that fan, I would be like, I hate Krendor. I hate this game. So now he just doesn't have a good player anymore. I would be like, nah, dude, this game's trash. Okay, I hate this. I hate you.
First off, okay, it's the playoffs. All right. Playoffs. Yeah, it was like 50 SPP super rat. And if I didn't kill him or, like, take him out, I'm just going to lose, and then the season's over. Like, I tried to foul him twice, didn't do anything, and then I just happened to kill him. Too bad. That's the game. Then I still...
That's why I hate it.
That's how the
going back,
fall.
I remember the first time we played Blood Bowl in that TGS Blood Bowl league, Jesse was losing so badly, he just went quiet. And whenever Jesse goes quiet, I'm like, he's off the deep end.
Oh yeah,
and I'm just like, another touchdown.
Both have known Jesse long enough to know when it's gone from I'm fake mad to like I'm actually gonna lose my mind now. Yeah,
yeah, fake mad's just like, are you gobbly kidding me, goobly gobbly, and then real mad's just quiet, and then like, you fucking shit in my ass.
That's because I don't want to say the things that I want to say.
Yeah.
I'm like,
no, I totally get that.
They're my friends. I love them to death. I'm going to. That's when, like, the Irish blood boils up and I want to fight in the street. And I'm like, nope, just going to.
I'm just going to sit here.
That's still, I mean, listen. Because I also partake in real life physical Warhammer. All right. I'm that
whoa,
person.
Whoa, whoa. Okay, hot shot.
Right. Okay.
In fact, I got a game later tonight.
I'm really proud of you.
Thank you. And the last couple times we've played, it's been like very one-sided. And so we played 2v2s at my friend's house. And it's like, sometimes we have good matches and everyone's like, oh, that was a good game. And sometimes we're like, oh, you just didn't roll well there. And sometimes people just roll terribly. And so like one of my friends, he's like super strategic. He's like top 1% in Dota. He's like super Warhammer, but he still kind of like likes to have fun and play goofy armies. But when he plays his goofy armies, he does it as like when you play League and you like play the worst champion to kind of like handicap yourself down to a everyone's worst.
Yeah,
totally.
Level. I know what that's like. Yeah.
Yeah. And so he played and he just kept rolling so badly. And he's like, statistically, this like isn't even, this is even bad luck. This is like terrible luck. And he's just like rolling. And I'm like, then everyone else is rolling so good. I'm like, oh yeah, I saved it. Saved it. Saved it. Oh yeah, I saved it. Okay, you're dead. All right, I'm going to shoot your guy. Oh, he's dead. My rats just shot you. And he's just like, I'm not even having fun. I'm not even, it's like, I just, there hits a point sometimes in those dice games where you're just like, yeah, it's bad.
And I kind of appreciate when the other person is like, to be honest, I'm tilting so hard right now. Like, yeah. I'm not having fun. This sucks right now.
Yeah, it's, but then like my other friend, he'll just be like, this army sucks. Like, he won't blame the game. He'll just be like, yeah, this army sucks. And we're like, this is like the top army in the game right now. He's like, yeah, they're just too swingy. They suck.
I feel like there's a difference. So hanging out with friends, doing it like, you know, playing Warhammer, for example, and just being around friends and doing it in like some guy's basement. I feel like that's a different level of getting angry than entertainment anchor. Does that make sense? Like,
yes.
When I'm on, a great yes. example is I played Indiana Jones. By the way, love that game. Great Circle is phenomenal. Except for the jungle level can literally lick my scrote. It sucks. I hate it so much. And what sucked about it is the entire time I'm saying, like, I love this game. I'm on the stream like, I love this game. I'm having so much fun. I hate this part. And I had to keep saying it. People eventually in chat, because I was watching back the video yesterday, and people in chat were like, why do you keep saying you like this game so much? I was like, because I'm trying to convince myself I do. I don't want to shout and yell because this bit sucks so much.
Yes.
Like, everything about that level drove me crazy. I was like, I believe at one point I said, I want to find the dev who made this level and street fight them. I want to fight them to the death. I hate this level so much. And, but then the minute the level was done, I was like, oh, thank God. I'm so happy to be back in the game. Yes. It's like that one... And it sucks because I don't want to be, like, angry on stream because I'm yes. here to, like, entertain, not be a piece of shit. But sometimes these games, they frustrate me in ways that I did not expect and, like, make me so mad. I'm like, why did you design it this way? What fool would do this?
That was me with Lies of P. I kept being like, this game is so great. I love this game so much. It's like Dark Souls, but with a story. I'm having a great time. And I was saying it so much more when I was fighting a boss that I did not enjoy fighting. I was like, so many of these boss fights, I'm like, I could do this fight forever. Like, the mechanics are really fun. I'm okay with it taking a really long time. And then there were a couple of bosses where I was like, I will do anything. I will pay any amount of money. I will cheese the shit out of this fight to not have to do it anymore. Like, what a great game. I'm having so much fun. You know, like, completely understand what you, because you're right. Like, there's a part of you that almost gets more stressed out because you're like, I don't want people to watch me be legitimately upset because it's not fun for me. And it stops being fun for them too, right? unless you're a piece of shit.
Yeah.
We know you're watching, which, you little nasty boy.
I mean, listen, half the Twitch streams nowadays, that's all they do is just drama farm. Like, you kidding me, bro? Dude, bro, are you fucking kidding me?
Reddit is just, the live stream fails is not even fails. It's just like dudes clearly content farming. And it's like, brother, how
the
are y'all?
People, like, that come to my stream, like, Krendor, you're not in OnlyFangs. I'm like, I'm too old for that shit. I'm not going in there.
God, it feels like every week there's something going on with the OnlyFangs stuff. I don't think I realized how many people were involved or how big of streamers were involved with it, because Sam was just like, yeah, I'm just like doing this WoW thing called OnlyFangs. And I was like, cool, have fun, babe, love you. And it feels like every single week somebody's like, oh my God, have you heard the OnlyFangs drama? And I'm like, no.
Yeah.
It's
like, they're like, well, Krendor, you know, OnlyFangs. Every time I play my hardcore character, I'm like a 52 shaman. I'm just solo grinding. And I'm just like, yep, my goal is I hit 60.
Just
I jump off
nice
Thunderbluff. And then that's it. I return to the Earth Mother.
Perfect.
And
yeah.
So I'm just, they're like, where are you just doing? I'm like, I'm just chilling, man. Grinding. Having fun.
It is fascinating to me to see all the drama unfold on the internet, that because I'm not watching it, I'm not looking at it, I'm just looking at reactions. And all it screams to me is, one, definitely too old for that. Two, big high school vibes. Three, mm-hmm. I'm convinced that there is just something when it comes to streaming where people refuse to admit they're wrong to their audience. If they screw up, if they do anything, they will be like, nah, they're the problem, dude. Wasn't me, dude. And I don't know if it's like a joke to, like, they're playing the joke and, like, they're, you know, hamming it up, or if it's real, but whatever the case may be, it's 100% people yelling at each other because no one wants to take blame for how truly terrible they are in video games.
I mean, I would say there's a little of both in there. Yeah, the people truly do think other people are, like, the worst, and then some that are just playing it up. I mean, that's the, what's the thing where people play games, they think they're better than they are? Is that the Dunning-Kruger?
I mean, that's life. That's just stupid people. Stupid people don't know they're stupid. That's like, that's the goof. Yeah.
But it's kind of that, especially in games. I mean, listen, all right, let's say we're playing a game called, I don't know, Heroes of the Storm. All right. And let's say,
of course, as many people do.
Let's say,
let's say we're playing
a very popular game, yeah. Heroes of the Storm.
We'll say a certain person on the team named Jesse C. All right. That's too obvious.
Let's call him J-Cox. Right.
So we're playing and he starts yelling at everybody like, Where's my team? Where's everybody on the team? And yet I'm bot lane shoving in with Asmodan. Power grinding in that lane, doing unbelievable work, and yet it is my fault that you died in the mid lane.
Because you weren't there to help me, dude. I mean, obviously. Yeah, again, let me stress, there's a reason why I would not join OnlyFans, and it's that. Because I know that, first off, I don't want to be a healer. F that noise. That's definitely a road to stress. Two, I don't want to be anything important. We have to, like, mitigate damage. No, I'm out of that. That would be stressed. And three, I don't need a tank. So all that's left for me is like nothing. Not playing is the answer. So that's what I've chosen. Like, that's why I don't. I'm not.
Dude,
Hardcore mode, bro. Hardcore mode. Stress Town USA. No, thank you.
I saw Sam ranking league. There's new season. He's like, new league, getting the gold. I'm going to do it with JP. And I was like, I could do my placements, right? Like, I could try it out. You know, it's been a while. And I went 0-5. And it wasn't just like, oh, man, shucks. I sure am bad 0-5. Like,
soul crushing 0-5.
Like, I went, there was like two games where I played Heimerdinger. And I was like, you know what? I just did pretty mediocre. I didn't play up to the standard of the other players in the game. I deserve to lose that one. All right. As you know what it is. It is what it is. Then there was one where I was like, all right, me and this guy bot lane. I went Fiddlesticks. I was like, this will be good. Me and Jin. All right. We did well. And I was like, this is going great. We're like 5-2 down here. We're winning lane. And you just look over and it's just like 1-7 mid lane, 1-9 top. And I'm just like, what's going on? And then they start fighting each other. Like, your lane came to mine. And they're like, no, you're the idiot. And I'm just like, get me out. And then the next game, I'm like, all right, I'm going to go Trundle Jungle. That's how I got to play it. All right. I can Trundle Jungle. So I'm like rolling. I'm like 4-1. I'm helping bot lane out. I'm going down. I'm ganking. I'm like, all right, there we go, guys. Like Jinx Volibear down by. And they're like 2-1. And I'm like, we got this. I leave for like 5 minutes. I come back. They have died. I swear to God, they're like 2-12. Volibear doesn't stop running into the lane. And he's like, Jinx does not follow me. Jinx is dumb. Jinx is the stupidest person I've ever met. And they're just like, Volibear, stop fucking running into the lane, you dumbass. And I was like, I think I'm too old. I was just like, felt my jaw clenching. I was like, my TMJ's firing up. I'm like, I felt like an athlete trying to play at like my late 30s. I'm like, dude, my hamstring's giving out. Like, I can't do it.
This is genuinely how I feel about, like, so you're talking about not ARAM or like playing against bots. You're talking about competitive level league, right?
Full rank.
Where it's people are very invested in what they're doing because this determines where they place and how they start and what the,
yeah.
And it's very important. Same thing can be said for hardcore mode in, you know, for example, WoW with OnlyFans. Mm-hmm. This is my character. If I die or something happens, I lose that. I have to start over. The investment's so high that you can't help but get a little attached and a little angry and a little. I don't want any of that. Like, that's too much. It has the same. Again, I want to go back to like the high school vibe of high school's all there is. It's the most important thing. And whatever happens here, it affects you for like you. That stuff. Nah, I can't do it.
When we were talking about Marvel Rivals and how I was saying that, like, I don't play competitive in any game ever, but I have like played a bit of solo competitive in Marvel Rivals, and how funny it was that when you're in Bronze 3, there will still be a dude who's like, why aren't the healers healing me? And another guy like, stop running in by yourself. We need to group up, right? Like, people just getting so angry with each other. And finally, someone eventually will be like, guys, it's Bronze 3. Stop fucking fighting. Who gives a shit? Like,
yeah. It's like that in all the ranks. Like you can go to like the bottom, you can go down to like Wood League and there's some guy like, where's my team? And it's like, dude, what are you doing? You're like in the middle of nowhere, like pushed out all the way. Like a lot of times people just get mad because they died and they're like, I died. I'm mad now. And they have no like thought process behind it of like, did I push out too far? Did I ward? Did I do these things? Like, am I playing the game correctly? At least in league terminology. And here's the thing. Even with all that said, where I'm just like, I can't do this. There's still that part of me where I'm like, well, what if I played one today? You know, it's still there.
Honestly, that's that dopamine, dude.
Yeah.
You know, I still don't really have a desire to play against real people in that game. And I'm delighted about that. I love ARAM. That's very fun. But if I'm like, I just really want to be a little guy with turrets, I can just fight against bots and it's satisfying and it's fine. And I don't have to sit there thinking like, I hope I'm playing correctly so people don't hate me, you know?
No, it's I can't stand that. I hate playing bots. If I'm going to play bots, I'm just going to go do something else.
Damn.
But you've been playing League forever and I'm a new baby.
Even like 12 years ago or whatever, like playing League, I still didn't want to play bots. Like, even when people play, like, tower defense things, like, we're playing the AI, and it's, like, a thing, and I'm just like, when do we get the dopamine hit, man? Like, when are we up in that?
Do you feel like it's not as satisfying unless you're destroying another living person?
Yeah, there's the element. There's the, and I think that's why I appreciate Sam, because Sam's got that, too.
Yeah.
Like, he's got that drive where he's like, I just want to beat someone else and then type GG in the chat when you know they're tilting.
just be like, good game, guys.
Yeah, it's always the winning team. It's like, good game, everyone. You're like, okay. It takes a real personality to be like, good game after you've just gotten absolutely destroyed.
I say GG. My favorite after is
the guy
game.
Who just the guy who just writes BG at the end is my favorite. Because that guy, you know, he don't give a shit. He's like,
that's me.
Bad game, actually.
The amount of times I've written BG is like, it's got to be in the thousands.
There you go.
And you know what? It usually was.
I think my favorite person in chat is the person who, because you can like message your team or you can message everybody in the match, right? Mm-hmm. The person who will go into the chat to talk to everybody and will complain about people on their team. Like, it's not me, guys. Okay. Like, our team's doing really bad. And it's because of this fucking guy. I'm actually a really good player. It's like, who are you trying to impress right now? We're all failing. Like,
yeah. You shouted it.
Just
you
take the L. Move on to the next match, dude. Why are you typing?
You seeing this guy over here? Everybody in the game? You guys seeing him? It's pretty bad, huh?
I'm really good with Groot, actually. If somebody's fucking healing me, which they're not.
Dude, here's the thing. I got to ranked in Marvel Rivals, but like, I don't really care as much because I'm just kind of like running around, just playing whatever. So like, I can play ranked in that game and not care. But yeah. I'm still just kind of like, that game sucked, whatever, move on. But I think I just play it more casually. But I do main Squirrel Girl because it's just Junkrat.
Junkrat, yeah.
Yeah, and it's usually the easiest because it just kills everyone. You just sit there going like, ga-donk, 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 ga-donk. Squirrel Stampede, ga-dunk, 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 and that's it. Dude, that's the gameplay.
Ever since her rework, the number of times I die to those fucking squirrels, the second I hear it, I feel anxiety. Like, no!
So it's the same vibe as when playing Junkrat, you hear that vroom, and it'd be like, where's it coming from?
Either I can kill those fucking squirrels, or I can leave as quickly as possible. Yeah, right, those are my only options.
Yeah. You have to, then you just pick which tool you want. Like, sometimes they're squishy and annoying. Then I just go Wolverine and I literally like roll my head on the keyboard and just go like that's fun. And then other times I go Hanzo, right? You go Hawkeye and you just ga-dunk, ga-dunk for the headshots. And that's really my lineup.
Is that, do you just have all your audio set to ga-dunk, ga-dunk for all characters? Is that
that's the true audio if you go listen.
Ga-dunk, ga-dunk. It's just
everything
your voice.
Ga-dunks. Yeah.
Ga-dunk, ga-dunk, ga-dunk.
Although I also like Venom. Venom's a fun tank too. You just swing and then you slam and you're
ga-dunk,
like,
ga-dunk, ga-dunk, ga-dunk. Yeah,
no, he goes like, bleh.
He doesn't even punch, dude.
He doesn't even punch.
Ga-dunk.
Yeah, ga-dunk, ga-dunk.
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 Yeah. That's the new hit dance, the ga-dunk.
I will say, this is weird to me, but the one PvP I actually enjoy. Also, I think it's because I decided that I didn't want to actually be in combat. I just wanted to zip around the map and like look like I was doing stuff, which is working well so far. Even though Final Fantasy XIV, not known for its PvP, I've been doing the PvP a lot lately, mostly for this reason. I can't stress because it is so random. The PV, like the daily PvP you can do is team v team v team. And because there's three teams, the randomness of what happens and which
it's
team
so
wins.
So hectic. Yeah.
There is, I can't be mad if we lose because it's clearly the other teams, like one team's doing one thing, one team's doing another. If we're winning for a minute, both teams gang up on us.
Yeah.
It feels weirdly balanced. And I'm like, even though I'm not huge on the PvP in this game, this one thing feels like I can't be mad at myself or the team. So all I do is I play a dancer in PvP that gives me three dashes and I can constantly get out of the way so I'm not dying. And I'm like, I'm helping by living.
I'm alive,
and,
so
yeah,
what are the
honestly,
rest of you doing?
It's not the best in the world. I wouldn't recommend it for like hardcore PvPers, but if you're trying to be like a lazy boy like me, it's pretty great. I love it a lot.
Yeah, I haven't done PvP in 14 in a long time, but yeah, I totally know what you mean. Like, it feels like whether you're doing well or not, nobody is taking the time to check who's doing okay. You're
it's
just
so
in
crazy.
There, you're doing as well as you can, and then you get kicked out, and you load back in.
even the best, if you're like amazing, you'll still get absolutely got, because when 30 people on the other team just target you and unload on you, you're dead. There's nothing you can do, and you're like, well, all right, I'll try again. You can't get mad at it, and I'm totally here for it. I absolutely understand people hate it because it's chaos, pure chaos. But for some reason, pure chaos for me is better than like, well, I suck at this game. You know, I don't want that realization that I'm bad. I want to live knowing that, you know, really it's out of my hands and maybe I suck, but what if I don't? Who knows?
The thing is,
we'll ever know.
I don't care if I suck at a game, but I want to beat people at my level. It's like if I'm
I think
in,
that
like,
counts as caring.
Well,
I do too.
I mean, I do care. I care about beating people.
He's backtracking already. Backtrack.
Okay, I care about
winning. Try again. Start over.
Like when I got when I ranked up in League, I was like, I know I'm a plat player, so I can get the plat, and I got there. So I like proved it to myself, and that was like the last time I like hardcore ranked because I was like, I did it. I never have to do it again because I was like, I'm not better than this. Plat 4, that's my Mount Everest. I'm going no higher. And so like anything below that, I was like, that's fine. But when I play, I'm like, I want to play against people of my skill level. And then be better than them and be like, hey, there we go. I did it. That's all I want.
I understand that.
Yeah.
I understand the feeling of like getting to a point in a game, whether it's against people or not, and realizing like, this is about where I'm at. Like, this is, I know how to do this. And if I can excel here, I'll feel good about myself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think honestly, everyone likes to win.
Yeah.
Right. And you like the feeling of winning, especially against other people, because it feels like you accomplished something. I get it. I don't like to lose so much that I would rather not engage. Like losing angers me in a way that I know Krendor has like his goofy version of loss where he's like, I hope someone spits in your Denny's Grand Slam, like that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Sure.
That's not me. Mine is like, I will find you on the street. And I will make sure you never breathe again. Like, that's how mad I get. And I don't want to be that mad. Because that sucks. I hate that. But
did you play
it
sports
boils
as a
up
kid?
And I'm like, I will hurt you. Yeah, like,
did
no.
Did you play sports as a kid?
Yes. Yeah.
Were you like that back then? Like, would you play, like, basketball with the fifth graders and be like, I
oh,
will
no,
kill
no,
you?
No. No, I would never... I remember, man, I don't remember what it was. It might have been football. We're just loss after loss after loss. And that was like, my team sucks. I hate everyone. Like, clearly it's not the team. Like, that's, you know, and I was like, I don't want to be a part of this. I don't want to do this. Yeah, yeah. I like winning, but I hate losing more. So I'd rather not play, if that makes any sense. Like, I don't want to get to that space because I absolutely hate the way it makes me feel. Because it's not, they aren't affected by it. Like, the person who beat me isn't affected by my anger. Like, it's all internalized rage. And I'm like, no one has caused this. It's all me. I'm the reason I'm mad. But I just want to, like, swing at the world. And it's like, nah, dude, I can't be that way. That sucks. Because it's just, you know, I'm the problem. It's not the game or the other players. It's me. And it's like, nah, I'd rather not play. It's just, I'm like all Taylor right. You guys Swift have your said, fun.
Me, hi, I'm the problem.
Yeah.
I was reading something about, like, the moments when kids get, like, really, really upset and feel, like, more or less competitive. And sometimes it has to do with, like, if you feel like you're doing really well at something and then you're suddenly not doing well because you're still, like, developing your personality and, like, who you are, it feels really scary to suddenly have, like, this thing that you thought you were good at to be challenged with, like, maybe you're not as good at that thing,
mm-hmm.
right? So kids that are really sporty will get more upset about losing than kids that aren't because it's become part of their identity of, like, I'm really good at sports, right? And potentially, like, as you get older, if you find yourself reacting that way consistently, there's, like, it's, like, there's a little you that's, like, no, but I was having fun, and now I'm not having fun, and I'm upset, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And potentially, this is a reaction like that you had learn, when you were young, and it just still surfaces sometimes, and that sucks, you know?
That's good to learn, probably, because then otherwise you just constantly think you're the best at everything.
Yeah, it happens to everybody, right? Yeah. Every kid has to, like, come up against these walls of, like, wait, right? Art kids that love to draw, suddenly being like, but now I hate everything that I draw, right? And getting really upset every time they draw. Like, it happens to all kids.
Well, it happens even in, like, professional sports. Like, athletes will go, like, I was the best in, like, grade school, then I was the best in high school, then I was the best in college, then they get to, like, the pros, and they're like, oh, I'm not the best anymore. Like, we're losing. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, it's like, oh, what?
Yeah.
So it can happen to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, it comes, one of the most interesting things is watching people who are naturally talented, and they coast on natural talent rather than, like, naturally talented plus lots of practice. And so when they get to naturally talented meets person who practiced a lot, and if they lose, watching that's heartbreaking because they, like, crumble. It's rough. So thank God I have no natural talent.
That's good.
Otherwise,
that's kind of the fun of dice and RNG, though, is because you can get mad at the dice. It's like, oh, right. My RNG is so terrible. So you get more mad at the dice.
But the problem is I wouldn't get mad. Like, I know me enough, going back to Blood Bowl, watching you roll dice and killing that character. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be mad at the dice. I'd be mad at you for having the audacity to kill my character. Right. I'd be like, why did you kill him? You could have done anything. You killed him. What kind of friend are you? Oh, I would have been furious.
And I'd be like, that's Blood Bowl, dude. Sucks to suck.
Yeah, and when you would have said that, I would have been like, disconnect, log off.
Don't talk to Crendor for...
Never talk to Crendor again. Or business cancel days. The podcast. Yeah.
That's fair.
Can I bring up something really awesome? And of by course. Awesome, I mean, did you know that I'm famous? Are you aware of this?
How famous are you?
Oh, yeah.
The most The iPad. Famous. Actually, for the last 2 weeks.
Wait.
I've been getting so many messages. Like,
I know exactly what you're talking about.
A ludicrous number of messages via TikTok, Insta, both Twitter and Blue Sky, YouTube. The last video I uploaded sometime last week, all the comments are the same thing. Everyone's asking about my iPad, and they're all like, dude, you didn't even thank the iPad guy. I'm like, I don't know what the hell's going. I have no clue what's happening. Couldn't tell you. I was like, this is so weird. What happened? And everyone's like, oh, you're famous now. I'm like, what? What's going? Apparently, dude on TikTok with like a couple million followers did one of those like, I'm a guy on the street. Do you want money or what's in the mystery box? To a guy who looks like he could be my son. Shout out to my adopted son. And this guy, I guess, while they're doing the whole, like, do you want this? This is what was weird about it. It was, like, so Jesse-coded where he gave him the iPad, and every time you know, Jesse Jr. would talk, he'd be like, good boy, good boy. And I was like, what the hell is going on? And obviously the bit was he was trying to make it awkward. Like that was the goof, right? But in the video, my dude looks directly at the camera. And I remember last year sometime, I said when I was in London, a bunch of guys on the street were like, hey, man. And I said, Jesse, you know, YouTube.com/JesseCox. This guy did the same thing.
Yeah.
He looks to turns the camera, goes, YouTube.com/JesseCox. And everyone, I assume, because again, he's Jesse Jr., he looks, they just assume that was me. And they're like, is this guy advertising his own YouTube page? And so all the comments now are either people being like, oh, this is him, or people being like, it's not even remotely him. And I can't look at comments on anything right now because I'm flooded, still flooded. I went last night to TikTok. I had 106 messages. All of them were either random girls, probably bots going, hi, which delete, or dudes being like, yo, you want to collab? Delete. Or people being like, you didn't even thank him for the iPad, bitch. And I was like, cool. So I want to let everyone know, being famous, pretty awesome. It's everything it's cracked up to be.
I'm glad you made it.
So,
shout out to Jesse
it,
Jr.
You know.
Yeah.
Thanks for plugging Sweet Jessup's YouTube channel.
Thank you, King. Yeah. That was. I couldn't. I was like, this is perfect. I can't believe this exists. All I'm saying is, we need more of this. I need more of you out there. If you, like, go wait in the street for someone to interview. And when they do, YouTube.com/JesseCox. Get it done. We can do this. I can't, like, this is the first, you don't understand. This is the first time one of my goofs has paid off. I said last, like, summer, if you get stopped on the street, do this. And someone did. I'm so proud. This must be what being a parent is like. I'm so proud of him. I just want to, like, I don't even know this dude. I want to send him a hug.
My favorite part of that video is he starts to walk away and then he's like, do you want the iPad back? like he's still at near the end of the video. Is like, I still can't tell if you're actually giving me this thing because this has been so deeply awkward.
Yes.
It's so. It's one of those things where they really try to make it awkward, but it, like, to me, it feels like such a forced awkward thing that it's not even like creative. Or it's just like, dude, here's this awkward phase I'm gonna keep saying. Like, sometimes there's like, they get really creative with it. Like, I don't know, maybe I'm just being a bitter old person, but I just, whenever I see all these bits on TikTok, it's just maybe because I was also part of the one. I don't know if I talked about Take the Sock, right?
Oh yeah,
Take the Sock.
Did I not? Maybe that was just Cox and Crendor.
Take the
so
sock.
I was in the grocery store. I was in the grocery store, all right? And this kid runs up, like 10 years old.
Oh.
I remember
the story now. Yep, I remember. I remember the sock, yeah.
I'll finish it for all the people at home that didn't know.
Yeah, go for it.
Kid runs
Please
up.
Do.
He's like, take the sock, take the sock. I was like, what are you saying? But then he was like, take the shot. And I was like, I don't know what you're saying. And he's like, you don't know? And then he just ran off. And I was like, did I just get pranked? Am I on TikTok? Like, what's going on? And then I brought up on Cox and Crendor, and somebody in the comments was like, I've located the TikTok. And they found it, and it was this guy who would go, he would go around and just be like, hey, nice to meet you. What's your name? And they'd be like, my name's Jason. And he'd be like, take the shot, take the shot. And then they'd be like, and like, act like they were going to get shot and then run away. And then it would play the laugh track of like, and that was it. And so that kid clearly saw this TikTok. It was like, I got to try this. And so tried it and picked the worst possible person for it. And I was just like, dude, I don't know what you're talking about. And he just ran away. Like, it all backfired. His envision crumbled of what was going to happen.
His envision?
Listen, I'm normally asleep right now.
It crumbled so hard.
And he just ran away. And that was it. I didn't see him. I thought he could have been like some sort of goblin ghoul. It was like playing tricks.
Goblin ghoul?
Hey, goblin ghoul. That guy's got some good TikToks.
That's my favorite TikTok. Shout out to that man. Yeah,
I got a TikTok from him. It like popped up. He's this old man. He's like a goblin ghoul, and he's like, you can buy my shirt. It is the Red Robin bird ran away from home and is now not at Red Robin or something like that.
He's so genuinely sweet. I don't know that man's name, but my favorite thing is he goes, it, for Halloween, he's like, I do not believe in a ghost, a goblin, ghoul. The only thing I believe is in myself. And I was like, oh, he's so precious.
Aww. Yeah.
That was great.
What a cutest cutest.
I think I just don't like mainstream TikTok stuff because it's just, it all just really does feel very brain rotty. Like, a little like too much. Like it's fake, bro. Like, you know what I mean? Like it's just fake and everything just feels so, I don't know what it is.
I was talking about this today because I actually deleted a bunch of stuff off of my phone because I was like, I'm spending so much time watching other people living their lives. Like it's depressing me. So I deleted TikTok, Instagram, like all that shit.
Sure.
Which has been nice. But there is like a weird thing where you get convinced that there's no other way to find these people. Like there's nowhere else that you can find the content on this one specific app when most people, not everybody, but most people are cross-posting everything everywhere. You know, like if somebody's posting recipes and you're like, oh, but how am I going to find their recipes if I delete TikTok? Well, they probably have a blog where they post them, or they probably put the exact same video on YouTube on like anything. Yeah. You know, you can still find the stuff that you like.
I was having this conversation the other day about Twitter X and how people are leaving for very obvious reasons. Yeah. And people were like really upset. And I was having a conversation with a friend who was like, I don't know, man, I feel like I'm just going to keep the account open just because there's a lot of friends I have on there that I don't have contacts with anywhere else. And I want to. Yeah. And the entire time I was just like, Question. If they're your friend only on X, are they your
friend? Are they a friend?
Or is just someone you followed one time and you're afraid to lose them as a connection rather than they're actually your friend?
This is reminding me of, there's a Tom Holland quote where he was interviewed and they were asking him about like, you know, like how do you feel when people post like negative things about you or something? And he said something along the lines of, for me, if I've done something and a friend wants to like call me out on it or talk to me about it, they can call me. And if they don't have my number to call me, then I don't care about their opinion. And I was like, damn, you know what? So true.
Yeah. And it's crazy because
you live.
Yeah. You think about like, oh man, I met this person at an event and they were so cool and I love following them online. But like, that's the extent of your relationship. Mm. It isn't your besties and calling each other. Every single person I know that is my friend, I have in my phone. And if I get a number that is a random number, it ain't one of my friends. So I'm like, that's spam. I don't even, like, it's not everyone. I'm not big on everyday, like, gotta go on social media and check stuff. But when I see things, I'm like, oh yeah, love that, love that. It's one of those things where you realize after a while, I think I followed 400 people because, like, I don't know. I thought if I follow them, they'll follow me back. Like, that's not friendship. Yeah. That's insane. But that's kind of where we're at, and people are afraid of losing that. And I get it. I get it, because then it feels like, oh, man, I'll never talk to them again. But if they're your friend, you can find a way. Message them. Text them. Like, 100%. Say, like, hey, I'm going to leave this site. Here's my Discord, or here's my phone if you want to chat. And if they don't want to chat with you, they won't chat with you. And that's chill. Move on.
Yeah. No, that's, I don't know. I feel like, yeah, if you like somebody enough, you're going to have them on multiple platforms. Or especially Discord is probably the main one. Like, it's just like, add me on Discord. It's just like Skype used to be and like all those.
I was running into an issue because I'm like deleting my Facebook and stuff. And I was like, oh, that means that I won't be able to use Messenger. And it's the only way I talk to my sister. And I was like, surely I can figure out another way to talk to my sister than Facebook Messenger, right?
Like, yeah.
We can move past this.
Yeah, so. It's weird because your brain does do that. It's like, this is my way of doing this thing. Now I
it's
have to do this a different
branch off of like FOMO, right? Of like, but if I don't have this thing, how am I going to do X, Y, and Z? You just like come up with reasons, even though it's not, you don't need them, you know?
Right. Yeah, it's your brain tricks you because it's like, oh, this famous celebrity or whatever follows me on this thing. If I leave that thing, I lose that. Like, bruh, that's in your head. That person clicked follow and has never once looked at anything you've ever, like, they don't also care.
I like the contrast in Dodger being like, yeah, my family's on this app. Then Jesse's like, these celebrities following you.
I'm telling you, that's what most people, that's where their headspace is. This person who I really look up to, or this person that's a celebrity or whatever, follows me on this thing. And it's like, that's cool. It makes you feel good, but it's not real. It's just a thing on a website that says, like, this dude thinks he did a cool thing that one time, which is great for your ego, but, like, it's not a real thing.
Especially this now is... they follow, like, 20 billion people already.
Yes. Yeah.
This is reminding me of, did you guys ever see the articles or videos about the couple on Snapchat that broke up, like, years ago, but they continued to message each other every day on Snapchat because they didn't want to lose their streak?
I didn't, but it's pretty funny.
And I was like, what? And they wound up getting interviewed because they were like, yeah, well, we're not friends anymore, but we're both so committed to the streak on Snapchat that we still message each other every single day years after the breakup. And I was like, no.
There's messaging, bro, like, God, I hate you. Yeah, I hate you too. All right,
like,
see you tomorrow.
What do you message? What do you say? Like, you just got your heart broken and you're like, but I don't want to lose my streak, dude. Like, what do you mean?
Here's the thing.
Back and forth in like a rivalry battle. Like, hey, I'm seeing someone better than you. And they're like, yeah, you think so? I'm seeing someone better than you. All right, talk to you tomorrow.
Here's the thing. I've been there though. And so on Twitter, I don't know, maybe 2 years ago, this dude would message me every single day and say, fuck you, every single day. And finally he stopped, and I waited a few days, and then messaged him and said, are you okay? I was literally worried, because this guy was, every day, he hated me so much, and then he stopped messaging me, and I was like, you good, dude?
What happened to that guy? Yeah.
I mean, was he okay? Did he message back?
He never messaged me back. I don't know what happened to that guy. He vanished. Damn, I guess I probably crossed the line. He was like, he messaged me? How dare you?
Disgusting.
I don't know what happened to that guy. But boy, he hated me. He hated me a lot. He would tell me terrible things about me. And then he was just like gone one day. And I was like, well, I hope he found whatever made him happy.
Found someone else to hate.
Probably. Yeah.
All this to say, there are multiple ways that social media is put together to affect your psychology in a variety of lovely ways.
Yeah. Yep.
You just need to know what to look for.
Yeah. You just gotta, going back to what I mentioned earlier, I think what I hate most about TikTok is when there's things that are fake, like clearly fake, and people think that they're real.
Like, I see what you mean. I was about to be like, what are you talking about? Because you love to send shit that is like the weirdest scripted thing in the world. But oh, yeah. I see what you mean.
Yeah.
Like fake, like, breakups and things like that.
It's like how if when I used to watch like Adult Swim stuff, like Tim and Eric, like it was like weird. It was like awkward. They would do weird shit. But you're like, you know that they're in on the goof. This is just like a big thing. But it's almost like when it happens on TikTok and they just go up to like people in reality. They're just living their lives and this like weird thing happens. And then people are already like assume that the person they're interviewing is either number one, a stranger. And it's just very awkward. And the person's just like, dude, I just want to go home and like do something. Or number two, they're just a paid person, or they're like, excuse me, do you know about this? And they're just like, wow, I don't know about that. Is that what I'm supposed to say? Oh, yeah, I don't know. Like, it's all just scripted. And then people are like, I can't believe. Oh, my, it's like. There's those TikToks,
right?
Where there's like these couples and they'll just be like,
what's in your phone?
In. Yeah, they're like, what are you doing? What's on your phone? And they're like, yo, I'm not doing it. And it's like, number one, how are they filming this interaction? Right? Like, where's the camera? I think Jesse always said that. Like, where's the camera? Like,
why is there a camera doing a wide shot if it's a guy on the like, what? Yeah. Why is there a third camera all of a sudden? Yeah.
You can always tell by the camera. Like, where is it? Is it set up in a perfect area? Right. And the amount of times you see this type of thing and people are like, I can't believe she said that. I'm like, it's not real. It's fake.
So, like, I remember,
it drives me insane.
The moment I realized TikTok, this is a few years ago, but the moment I realized it's all bullshit is I remember watching a video. It was clearly designed to be rage bait, where it was this guy doing like lie detector tests on people, And it was all relationship stuff. And this girl was like, you know, just like, I'm not seeing him. I don't, you know, like that kind of stuff. And the guy's like, oh, how dare you betray my trust. And I was like, well, that was an interesting video. Clicked on their page, because no one ever does that. Clicked on their page, went to go see all the videos. Same six people, just in different roles every time.
Yeah.
And I was like, brother, this is jank. What? So all of it's fake? Yeah, all of it's fake. Because the idea is you're not going to their page. You're scrolling, scrolling, scrolling. And so you don't take the time to register that it's fake. Instead, you just get mad. Like, all women are trash. See? This supports my ideas. And that sucks. That sucks. Yeah. People don't turn that part of their brain on. They're like, scroll, scroll.
Are you saying that people consume media that just favors their biases?
That is exactly what I'm saying. You're correct.
That's insane. I would never have guessed that.
I wonder if I could find that. There's an article where somebody was talking about how it was a woman who got really into F1 and was saying that like the more like racing content that they consumed, the more they started getting like weird misogynist videos suggested to them. And she was like, what's the robot doing? What is it doing? And she wrote this article about how like, you know, it's just evidence that we need to be aware of like the ages that are on these sorts of apps, because it's so easy for kids to get radicalized because they watch one video where they're like, haha, yeah, girlfriends are stinky, right? And then and then they wind up like seeing all sorts of weird shit, right? Yeah, but she was like, I can't believe I just wanted to watch racing videos, you know? But here we are, I guess.
Yeah, that happened to Davis when we were doing a new canon book club for Star Wars. And we had watched, oh boy, whatever that second movie is. I can't remember it at all now. Not Rise of Skywalker, but the other one. Last Jedi. Yeah, that one. Boy, I blocked all those out of my mind.
Star Wars, man, everybody.
Yeah. Blocked them all out of my mind. But when that movie came out, he hated Last Jedi. And I remember that episode because it was a 4-hour episode of Alex and Davis talking in circles around it. And I was just like, you're saying the same things. And they just could not agree. Alex loved it. Davis hated it. But Davis hated it so much that he went like to go watch people online who hated it just to like back up his feelings about it.
Right.
But he came to us a few days later and was like, I made a mistake. I went online and I was watching people talk about like how bad of a movie it was. And I was agreeing with them. But every single one by the end of it was, look at these women. Like they put a black guy in it. And he was like, whoa, 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 wait, whoa, wait, what? He's like, that's not why I hate it. Like what's, he's like, whoa. And I love that he had that moment of clarity of like, oh no, what?
Why? Oh no, I agree with these people. Yeah.
And that sucks because I have that moment too sometimes where there's a video game that'll come out and I'll be like, no, that game sucks. And everyone will be like, see, Jesse agrees. It's the women that are the problem. I'm like, no, whoa, whoa, whoa,
no, no, no,
whoa.
No, 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 no.
That game just technically sucks. It's a bad game. I had no problem with the main character being like a woman. Like, that's not like, oh, it sucks that that's where we have to be. Where it's like, no, I don't agree with you.
Everything's just extremism. It's like, are you this side or this side? It's like, I don't want to be on a side. I just want to have this one opinion about this small, minute detail.
Yeah, exactly. I thought Concord, I was like, I got so much feedback. I made a Concord short that was like, I can't believe they're making this. Looks like terrible, right? The reasons weren't because I was like, look at these like characters of color.
Weird
this
woke characters. Yeah,
no, 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 no. I just thought another 5v5 PvP looter shooter thing. Like, F that noise. That sucks. I never want those again. And people are like, he gets us. I'm like...
Like, no!
No, 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 no. We are not on the same page. We may be on the same side at the moment, but it's not that I think you're right. I think you're way off the mark. But
yeah.
That's what
I
it
got
is.
A question.
It's weird.
I got a question for Dodger.
For me, right. Go on.
Because this was brought up last month during our live show when we did Cox and Crendor live, but we also had Mathis, Davis, and Alex here.
Okay.
All right, for Chilluminati and
I'm
Alex.
I'm scared now that Jesse said,
I'm scared.
No.
I don't know what's about to happen.
No, Alex brought up, he wants to make a commune where it's 20. All right, let me finish.
Where
it's
so
2013. All right. It's always 2013. Would you live on his commune where it's 2013 always?
Have we talked about this already, or did I just listen to a Cox and Crendor where you
talked about
this?
I'm positive we've talked about this.
I haven't even been on the show since this happened, so I don't think you did.
It is. Crendor does show up quarterly.
He keeps bringing it up. I've talked about it so many times.
But did
maybe
you bring
you
it up, Jesse?
I don't think maybe, Jesse don't know. Brought it up here, though. I feel like...
Jesse brought it up. There you go.
You did bring it up?
Yeah.
Okay, well... Never mind. Wait, what did you say? Did you live on the commune?
Because Jesse, I remember this now. Because Jesse went on a rant about
how insane it was.
No, you tried to poke holes in it by being could I get away with this? Could I get away with this? Yeah. And we reached the point where we were like, all right.
Alex just kept being like, dude, it's 2013. Could you do drugs in 2013 illegally? No. Could you kill people in 2013? No, but then Jesse just kept prying in.
I'm sorry, he can't say could you do drugs in 2013. I'm like, okay, weed guy, could you do weed legally in 2013? No. So you're telling me you'd illegally do, like, you're breaking your own rules. I was trying to get to the bottom of his clear cult. The man was making a cult, and he was trying to play it off like it weren't a cult, but it was a cult.
Yeah, but you don't have to join his cult as like a I worship Alex Fassiani thing. It's like you just go there to live in 2013.
It's the same thing. If I say I'm living on the compound, I might as well say I'm in the cult. It's the same situation if I say I don't like that video game and there's a bunch of wackadoos who are like, I don't like the video game either. I'm labeled as part of their team, even though they're being racist as shit. No. Don't drag me down that hole. That's not where I want to be. I'm not getting brought into a cult.
There's nothing crazy
5 years
happening
down the line,
here,
we're drinking Kool-Aid and we're all dead. Nope.
To be fair, neither of you are people that I would look at and say, I bet they'd enjoy a communal living experience.
That's very true.
So
yeah, you're right.
I don't think you're the target audience.
But I did like 2013.
It was a good 2013 was pretty
it was a
solid.
Good year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't exactly place where I was or what was happening in 2013.
We had the TGS Blood Bowl League. That was fun.
Yeah. 2013 was great.
Holy
that was
shit.
A great year.
You're saying doing the, that everybody on the commune could be playing Blood Bowl every single day forever.
If they were.
All right, I'm out. Never mind.
You were already
nah,
out.
You know what? I'm reporting them to the police immediately. I'm getting the government to come get you guys. I'm not falling for that. Mm-mm.
And co-optional lounge. I brig myself. Actually, that might have been 2014.
I don't know if that would consider that the best part of 2013.
It was a good part, though.
It was a good part. All I'm saying is I get where he's coming from. I get what he's trying to do. I think you're the one trying to make it more crazy than it is because you're relating it to all these crazy cults. But Alex is just a dude. He just wants to live in 2013 and get high.
I'm pretty sure every cult starts as just a dude who wants to live in a certain time and get high. I'm almost positive that's how they all start.
Also want to control people and have power over something.
At first, it's like, man, we're just a group of like-minded individuals, man. And then I am the new Jesus. I'm not falling for that. I don't want Alex to be like, I am your Messiah. Like, no.
Out of all the dudes in my life, I can't imagine Alex turncoating one day and being like, actually.
That's why it would be so heartbreaking. Yeah, I don't want to be a part of that. Where he shows up wearing like a button-up shirt that somehow matches the short shorts he's wearing. And he's got like a, you know, joint in one hand. And he's like, all bow before me, your new Messiah. Also, bring those ladies. I'm like, this isn't you, Alex. He's like, Alex is dead. They call me Mephistopheles now.
It's funny because this is what you would do. This isn't what Alex would do. You're just projecting.
How dare you call me out so accurately?
Dude, there's times where I listen to this show. I'll just like randomly turn on Geekenders. And then Jesse will go on one of his rants. And then Dodger will just be like, that's pretty cool, bud. And I'm like, cool. Like, I just want to like shout into the thing. Like, I need to calm this guy down. I need to set him straight. It was like that. I don't even remember what it was. There was weeks ago. I went on some rant on Cox and Crendor. So I was like, you said this thing on Geekenders and you were wrong. We had like a 20-minute segment on it.
I wasn't wrong. I wasn't wrong. You just wanted more information. I was very right.
He wasn't.
Jesse and I were talking the other day about how we are absolutely the sort of friends that just sort of like let each other keep going.
Yeah.
With a joke or with like a complaint. We're just like, let's see how long this goes for. You know? Like we're both just very down to be like, yeah, let's keep this
strangely
rolling.
In weird ways. For example, I will rant on something I have no general knowledge about, but I will rant on it. And Dodge will be like, version is Dodge will be like, I'm gonna sing a song and I'm making up lyrics. And I'll be like, just trying to keep you going to see how far you can take it. Not nearly the same. I'm making a fool of myself. You get like to go.
I also just like to play devil's advocate. I think I enjoy more chaos than I do.
I've always said you were the devil, so that checks out.
Yeah. I mean, listen, I enjoy. Me and Dodger have numerous songs that have gone viral on the internet. Like the Bitch You Crazy.
Bitch You Crazy. That is a classic.
Yeah, that's a classic. But sometimes it's just something with Jesse, because Jesse likes going on his rants where he's just, like I said, he knows nothing about what he's talking about. And
no,
I don't know nothing about what
like
he's
I
talking
do.
About. I also don't know anything about what he's talking about, but I like just stopping you and being like, what are you talking about? And then prying and trying to like get more information out of you. And then
all
you
do is entrench me further, in my opinion.
And
you ask me questions and I'm like, I know I'm right. I don't need to know all the answers to know that I'm right.
But yeah, but there's only a point you hit where then you're just like, I don't even know. And then I'm like, well, if you don't know, then why'd you say you know? And you're like, I don't know.
Here's the thing. I want everyone to understand this. When I say I don't even know, what I mean is I very much know, but I'm saying this because I don't want people to come after me. Two, when you say something that I'm not interested in and I say interesting, what I mean is great job talking. I'm done with this conversation. It has nothing to do with me thinking it's interesting. I'm being polite in my own way. When I say these things, it's because I'm trying to prevent any drama because, frankly, I just don't care.
But you do care. Otherwise, you wouldn't do that.
Interesting.
This is what I mean.
Oh, my gosh. Both of you today have said I don't care and then given an example of caring.
That's because everybody does that.
It's
the
my
amount
turn
of people
now.
That will always just be like, I don't even care. And then they do care. It's just, it happens
sometimes,
with different
well,
things.
Sometimes you don't realize. You feel like you don't care, but then when it's called out, like, but this behavior implies that you are more invested in that thing than you think you are. Sometimes you need a friend to point that out, you know?
Because if you really didn't care, you would just move on and not bring it up again.
Neutrality is not caring.
Yeah.
Being upset about it at all is caring still, right? Yeah.
Exactly.
I don't know.
Sometimes I think what we mean to say is, I feel like I shouldn't care about this thing.
Yeah.
I feel like it's silly for me to care about this thing. However, I do a little. Oh,
I mean, yes, I'm with you on this, but also, have you ever tried to fill 2 hours of a podcast? Just putting it out there.
I have.
Maybe when I say don't care, I really mean it, but like, we got 45 minutes left, so I'm working. All right, you know? So... y'all try to do this.
Are you saying it's difficult to fill the space with me?
No, I'm just saying.
Unbelievable.
You gotta work. We're working over here. It's like when someone says, you guys try too hard. Like, bitch, yeah, I do. I'm working. It's my job.
I'm gonna try as hard as I can.
These are our sidewalks, dude.
Yeah.
That's my secret. I'm not trying. Maybe you're trying a little too hard.
I think you try to not try. I see through you. You try to not try.
Exactly. But there's an art to it. It's like how non-content is truly the art of trying while not trying. My life is trying while not trying. Because if you try too hard, you're going to burn yourself out. But if you don't try enough, you're going to fail miserably and just sit around doing nothing. So you have to try to not try. And when you hit that perfect balance, that's where you've achieved nirvana.
I feel like I climbed to the top of a mountain and you were sitting up there and I was like, tell me your great wisdom, O Crendor. And you just went, You must try to not try. For only in the balance of not trying will the try come. I'm like, what the hell? Dude, I just climbed a mountain. What are you talking about?
Listen, this guy has also told me, like, sometimes when I'm just doing too much, I just think, what would Krendor do? And then I just
don't try use my kindness against me, okay? Come on now. That's kindness that I gave you, and now you're throwing it back in my face? You can't do that. That's illegal.
I'm just trying to help you out here by bringing you down from your mountain, the Work Mountain, all right? Cox Mountain, Cox Corp, if you will. This man used to have four calendars. I think through the power of my help, he's down to one.
This is, you know what, on the internet, when the Dude Bro podcasts talk about how people turn your kindness back on you, so never be kind. This, I get it now. You know what? You're
this is it.
You're slowly turning me in. You're really converting me to some sort of extremism right now.
This is okay.
Don't be kind is the lesson today I learned. Zero empathy. I get it.
All right.
I'm going to go pick fights Everybody. With people online now.
Don't be kind or somebody's going to repeat your kindness on a podcast and you're
going to hate
like, it.
Yeah, just like really come at you for being so nice.
I feel like Jesse doesn't have enough people that aren't nice to him in life.
Are you kidding me?
No.
I just got off a week of people yelling at me for not thanking a dude for an iPad. You kidding me right now?
That's just random internet people. I'm talking about like close you mean, to you.
You think he needs to have meaner friends? Is that what you're saying?
Not like meaner friends. I just mean people in his life that are just set him straight. Right?
Set it's me just straight. Like, whoa.
Set him straight how?
With his insanity. With it. All right. We got like right now, it's literally just like me and his parents. I think that's it.
My parents are solid roasters. They're very good at it. They nail it. But they do it from love. Krendor, you do it to fill 45 minutes of a podcast.
Listen, I'm working.
You know what? You're not wrong. I'm here for it. I appreciate this. You're doing great.
What I'm talking about is like if I didn't bring up the calendars and just berate you for having numerous calendars, mm-hmm, I think I made mm-hmm. your life better. I'm coming at it from a friendly way.
It's yeah, I'm picking that up. I'm picking that up from you. The friendly yeah. way, which you're really doing it, bud.
Yeah, I'm doing it because so many people they're always like they show up around Jesse. They're like, it's the Jesse Cox, the funny, goofy guy. I got to be funny and goofy with him.
Yeah.
Sometimes you don't. Sometimes you gotta
be
go
like
on
sexy.
The opposite.
It's cool. Yeah, like you need what's the opposite need of funny, goofy, sexy?
Is it?
Yeah,
I would almost lump that more in with funny goofy.
You'd lump that says a lot about you. You'd lump in funny goofy with sexy?
No, I wouldn't like completely. I'm just saying it's leaning more towards that on the scale.
Nate, time out. Krendor, don't you see what's happening? Dodger's sitting there doing the Dodger thing of letting us rant. We're falling for it. We're falling into her trap.
All right, Dodger, where
she
is it?
She turned the two of us against each other. Look at her with her smug smile and her stupid cat ears. She turned us against each other.
I've been talking occasionally. To be fair.
She's a Sith Lord. Where would you put sexy on the scale of funny goofy to not funny goofy?
Yeah, Dodger, where would you put sexy?
Hold on. I'm trying to figure out, in Jesse's mind, is it sexy goofy?
No.
And in okay. Right.
No, it's
so
it's
we're
funny,
missing
goofy,
the
sexy.
Uh-huh.
Dick.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think if you it's the sexy sort of depends because you could say that sexy is still like a fun sort of vibe.
Yeah, there's a little
right?
bit of
like, are you a fun? Is it fun, flirty, sexy? In which
I'm gonna
case,
demand
it's still more on like
sexy
the positive.
I'm gonna say okay. I don't want
well,
angry sexy. I want like fun
exactly.
sexy.
So it's leaning more towards the funny, goofy side slightly.
Krendor, she keeps turning us again. We gotta stop this. She's using us. She's farming content on us now, dude. We gotta stop this.
No. I'm just being the you on the new Canon podcast and letting you guys say the exact same thing, basically.
First off, how
Damn.
Second off, you still didn't answer our question.
You literally
swerved it, turned it back on us. You're like a kung fu master.
Hold the fuck on. I asked clarifying questions. We agreed that on the other side of fun, goofy, nice time is like dour, sad, maybe mean time, right?
Exactly.
And then I said sexy could be like more subdued or it could be fun. And you said the sexy is going to be fun. And I said, great. So then we're agreeing.
But what did Crendor ask you before?
Hold on. So we're agreeing that sexy is closer to goofy than it is to dour, sad, mad time. So
you
I literally agree with both of you.
You
and then
waterbended
you guys
the conversation around you. You took no damage. You waterbended it. I watched it flow around you. And you.
He's not listening.
I answered the question.
I find it very interesting as she waterbended around. I can't believe
because
it.
Because there's a spectrum. You got goofy funny, right? And you've got angry mad. Sexy is on the spectrum. Let's say it's in the middle, like Jesse said. But sometimes, okay, you know what? I'll give Jesse the benefit of the doubt. It can probably sway slightly one way or the other. All right? I would say that most of the time, it's going to sway slightly more towards the goofy, kind of flirty, whatever side. That doesn't mean that sometimes it is getting like, you know, to the other side, people are going a little 50 Shades of Gray over there. All right. That's all it is.
And that's all it is.
Is that understandable? Any questions?
I'm afraid to talk because this conversation might continue.
I don't see what's confusing.
Oh my God. Jesse, would you like to pivot into news?
I would love to
would
pivot
that save
into
us?
News. Yes. Yesterday was the big developer.
I've got two more podcasts with this guy over the weekend.
If we really do. It's too much. It's just too much.
I'm happy for you.
I will laugh the entire time. Yesterday was the developer direct from Xbox. It was exactly four games. And the four games, I cannot wait to see what the internet thinks of them. Ninja Gaiden 4 is coming. They just released Ninja Gaiden 2 Black yesterday, if you want to go back and play that classic game. But Ninja Gaiden 4 is coming. Platinum Games is involved with the Team Ninja. And it looks pretty badass, so we'll see. I'm down for dismembering various samurai and monsters. That's always fun. Also, we got Doom the Dark Ages, which, two things. Three things. One, looks like Hexen. I like okay. Hexen, so I'm here for that. Two, sliders. Good God. Instead of doing difficulty settings, everyone needs to do this now. I'm here for this. They have a bunch of sliders, and the sliders are not just difficulty, but like game speed and all sorts of stuff. Love that. Big fan of that. Need more of that in games where you can change little tiny things. Love that. Three, the entire time, I was thinking, it's not Mick Gordon. Not Mick G. Just don't care. Like, that sucks because I want to love Dark Ages. But the sure. entire time I was like, it's not McG, dude. Like, that's...
Like McDonald's?
No!
McDonald's.
The guy who made all the music for Doom.
Oh.
The music that, like, that Doom music, when you think Doom, it's like in
okay,
your brain.
Yeah.
He's gone. They did him wrong. They did him bad. And honestly, not a fan of that. So, thinking about that the entire time. Yeah.
Would you order the McGordon at McDonald's?
Yes.
What would be on it?
I don't know. I don't know him enough.
Me either.
Jesse, what would be on the McGordon?
Chainsaws.
Delicious.
Mm.
Yeah. The noise that chainsaws make when you rub them against speakers. That kind of shit. Yeah, pure metal. Then we got South of Midnight, which is a game that honestly looks very cool, but I know the internet is going to destroy it. And here's the reason why. They went for an aesthetic. First off, racism. But also, they went for an aesthetic that is like stop motion animation. So it looks kind of like, but all the characters, basically, when you see footage, it doesn't look like stop motion. It looks like it's running at 15 FPS, which visually I can, when that game comes out, there are going to be so many dudes online posting how shit the game is. Look at this scene. It's terrible looking, but it looked like the characters move like this. And it's, I'm telling you, it's, I, the entire time I was like, yo, this game looks great. However, it's going to be just destroyed online. So that's a whole thing. And then the game that I'm really excited about, the one that I really want very badly, Expedition 33. We got more information about that game. Old school turn-based RPG with sort of like a Mario RPG mechanics when it comes to combat. Looks dope. Looks so cool. We finally understand what the plot is. So I guess Expedition 33 isn't, it's like the 33rd Expedition. What it is every year, whatever the mystery behind the thing is, that it, like last year it was 34. And what it is that everyone over 34 vanished. And so it went to 33. And so everyone who was 34 vanished. And so it's like ticking down to younger and younger and younger. And I think that's very interesting. Oh, I don't know what that means. So big fan of like
we'd
a solid.
We'd all be gone.
Oh, yeah. No, we're all dead.
We would have gone a long time ago, yeah.
But very interesting. Very interesting in that concept. So pretty, pretty cool. It seems very old school JRPG. Also, hey, for everyone out there who gave me grief about loving Astrobot so much, it just won another Game of the Year award at the New York Game Awards. And hey.
How many game awards are there?
So many game awards.
A lot, apparently.
Yes. But I'm going to put this out there as a little period at the end of my Astrobot's amazing. Good old Reggie Fils-Aimé said, so I have to admit it, Astrobot almost outdid Nintendo at its own game. So if Reggie's going to say that it's a good game, y'all got to cut me some slack on the internet because that game is great. If you haven't played it, Crendor, play Astrobot.
I got to play it.
It's so much fun.
Dude, I've been on my variety gaming kick. Ever since my league stuff, I'm like, dude, I just want to play more variety. And so, but I've been playing like Crendor variety games, which funnily enough, half the games I get, Dodger has played. Because it'll show up on the Steam and be like, Dodger played this.
Yeah.
So I played Tiny Glade. That was a nice one.
Jesse loves that game.
It's very good.
Yeah.
Love Tiny
Glade. Yeah, it was a good game. I played Rocket Rats. Phenomenal game.
Love that. Crendor got me on that. Love that. It's great.
Yep.
Rocket Rats.
It's Vampire Survivors, but with rats in space.
Yeah. It's great.
Yep. Fantastic. In fact, the dev came into my stream and gifted 10 subs, and he was like, thank you for promoting Rocket Rats. And I was like, dude, I love Rocket Rats.
It looks cute.
Speaking of indie games and fun stuff, I literally have never played this. I played it yesterday as sort of like a sponsored thing for the future, like the second game coming out. I didn't know this game existed. Journey to the Savage Planet. Did not know that game existed. Imagine, you know, all the trappings of you're on a planet, you scan things, you drill for stuff, you kill monsters, but wrapped in like pure comedy goodness. Holy crap, is that game funny. All the videos in it are hilarious. Like a great example is one of them, because it's the future. One of them is an ad for a mall. You know, like Sea Monkeys? It's that, yeah. But it's you create miniature people and they only live in a mall and you get to like do Black Friday sales and shit. I was laughing the entire time. It is so funny and well done. I had no clue. That was crazy. I had not a clue that game existed, but that was fun. I have no idea what the sequel will be like, but that was fun. Hey. Here's another one that I think is very interesting. Speaking of sequels or follow-up games, not a sequel in this case, Celeste Devs, Extremely OK Games, Earthblade has been canceled.
Oh, no.
I guess originally it was announced in 2021. Basically, it's like internal struggle. I guess there was a falling out between the lead devs over the Celeste IP rights.
Oh.
And yeah, I don't. I guess also there was talk about how the game didn't meet their expectations and maybe that's has a lot to do with it too. But yeah, I guess it's gone. The game does not exist anymore. They're not working on it anymore. It's done.
Oh, that's so sad.
Yeah, yeah. That sucks. But I mean, you know, if your internal team can't get on the same page, then
yeah, if you're just spinning your wheels,
cut your losses, and yeah, I get
it. Yeah.
Yeah, that sucks. Then one of the craziest things in the world. Oh, by the way, I just want to say for the record, there was a lot of talk. I saw this is a very like it doesn't give a lot of details, but I saw this headline and I thought it was interesting that US PS5 sales are outpacing PS4 while Xbox Series lags behind Xbox One, which I think is less interesting about, like, obviously PS5 is going to do better because it's the new console, but the Xbox One, everyone was trying to make it like, I think it's because Xbox is literally selling Xbox as it's an anything machine and no one's buying the console because the console, literally, you can play the Xbox games anywhere. So why would you buy a console? I don't know if it's that shocking to me, but everyone was like, see, Xbox is trash. I was like, I don't know. They're just doing something totally different.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, I think for either one, like PlayStation and Xbox, people just use it as like a media machine. Like half the time I use my PlayStations just to play Blu-rays.
But the games that come out for PlayStation, I have the sense of like the only way I'm going to be able to play these games is if I have the PlayStation.
Right. Whereas, it's like the Switch.
Yeah, whereas most games that are coming out for Xbox, you're like, I'll be able to play that on PC probably, you know. There doesn't feel the same sense of urgency to like have a system doesn't really exist.
Literally yesterday during the developer direct, all four of the games, or technically five, all the games they showed, I wasn't like, man, I got to break out the Xbox. I was like, I'll get a game because they all come out Game Pass day one. I was like, oh, I'll just load it up on my PC day one. Like that's...
Yeah.
You know, there's no reason to have an Xbox. You can literally also just plug your Xbox controller into your PC. So there is no reason to. So, yeah, I get why you would buy it if you don't have a PC. But like, there's not a need for an Xbox. So I was just like, I read that article and was like, well, yeah, of course no one's buying an Xbox because you can play Xbox games on like literally TVs have an Xbox app in them.
Yeah.
Right.
Like you don't even need to have one. So
yeah, Xbox got to be like their lowest point right now. Like people used to buy Xboxes like, dude, Halo and dude, like all these games. And now it's just like you can play every game on the Xbox anywhere else. But like Switch, it's like, oh, the specs are terrible on the Switch. But like, how else am I going to play all my favorite Nintendo games? Like that's that. Which, by the way, Switch 2. I'm ready, dude.
Are you excited?
I'm still holding out hope that Animal Crossing is going to be a main launch title. All right. I'm holding so
much
hope.
I'm so happy for you. As a person who is not even remotely excited for Switch 2 until I see like a real game that I'm excited for, I love that Mario Kart got you. Bless you. Your innocence is joyful.
Well, I don't even like Mario Kart that much. It's just
so you're just going to buy it just to buy it?
No, I just know that I'm going to play numerous Switch games. I've already played more Switch games than other console games.
Like, I don't doubt I'll get a Switch 2, which should have been called Super Switch. I don't know why we're not doing that.
I agree. I think it should have been called Super Switch as well.
Super Switch is amazing.
Super Switch.
But yeah, it feels like a wait situation. Like Nintendo only really puts out their first party titles every so often. And I don't know if Mario Kart's going to be the one to get me to jump on the train to a Switch 2 immediately. It's got to be something good. Like, if they suddenly said, here's Star Fox, I would show up for that.
Well, everybody's got their game.
Yeah,
right?
That's
just your game.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Right? Which is why it's interesting that, you know, there's no real games yet for Switch 2. But people are very excited, and it's like, I get it. I guess I've just been burned so many times buying, like, gotta get that PlayStation and Xbox day one, and it's like, there's three games to choose from, and two of them are trash, and you're like, cool.
Yeah, all right. They haven't had a new Mario Kart since the Wii U days. Like, the current Mario Kart came out on the Wii U.
Yeah, oh no, yeah. I get it. I'm not gonna say don't buy it. I'm saying, personally, for me, I'm gonna wait until it's something that I want to play, because there's no reason. Just like, everyone's talking about PlayStation Pro, I'm like, unless there's a game that really requires me to have a Pro, I'm fine. I don't need to buy that.
Yeah.
Just want Animal Crossing. It's been 5 years. We need another one.
My kid would go feral for a new Animal Crossing. She's at the right age for
it. It'll be here.
It's one of the best selling games on the Nintendo Switch.
It did get people through COVID. Real talk.
It really did. Yeah. It really did.
I have my large poppy.
Oh my God.
Well, of course you do.
Yeah. Very cute. Toaster Woman got it for me for my birthday 1 year.
Aww.
She was Poppy was my main villager. So it would be her, Camo Frog, and the rest.
At all. Yeah.
Then the rest. Yeah. So I'm hoping that's why they haven't had any Animal Crossing updates lately, because they've been working so hard on the Switch to Animal Crossing, and it's going to come out with the system or shortly thereafter, and it's going to be fantastic, and everyone's going to have a great time, and Nintendo will update it frequently.
Worm.
Yep.
Yep.
Speaking of next-gen stuff, we got stuff about the next Final Fantasy VII game. My favorite little tidbit of it, besides like some, we really think we're going to nail the ending, that kind of stuff, which I'll see it. I'll believe it when I see it.
Right.
The best thing was is it won't just be a PlayStation exclusive, which I'm here for. Love that. Very smart. But the funniest part was it wasn't PS5. It's like it won't be a PS6 exclusive. So already we're talking the future.
Right.
So we'll see when the hell we get a PS6. But now they're talking about that. I'm like, there is even less reason to buy a PS5 Pro. Like, why? Like, if they're already talking about, like, well, when PS6 comes out, just wait.
Yeah.
So that's a whole thing. And then, speaking of Final Fantasy, my favorite news of the week. Maybe the best news of the week. Some might say the greatest news we've ever heard.
Yes.
In incredibly super surreal news, and I invite you all to go look this up online. Watch it. You'll be like, what? Pharrell Williams and Louis Vuitton held a fashion show showing off his new collection. And the opening, like, strut down the runway, all the models are walking to One Wing Angel from Final Fantasy VII. And it is,
I love that. Amazing.
Insane looking. It's awesome. It's so crazy. I don't know what the vibe is. I don't know why they decided to do that. But it's just like, dun, dun. Like models walking, it's crazy.
That's amazing. I love have it. To see that.
Big roll fan of that.
Roll the clip.
Yeah, roll the clip. And yeah, that is it for the news this week.
Amazing. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. I hope you've all had a fantastic week. Crendor, you want to tell everyone what you're up to this week?
Oh, man. I am going to be playing more of my random variety gaming, because I've just been going on the internet and being like, what games do I like, or which games do I like? And it's usually like pixely strategy games. Some of the other ones I played, the Dodger played Stacklands. That was pretty neat.
Stacklands
Thronefall.
Also
Thronefall
fun.
Was cool. I played Brutal Orchestra. That was a pretty fun one. Sheepy, A Short Adventure.
Yep, Sheepy's really good.
That was a good one. So yeah, a lot of those. So I'll probably be playing more of those on the old Twitch TV Crendor. I got my WoW stuff on youtube.com/Crendor. More Pointless Top 10s. Pumping them. Just did Pointless Top 10 Birds and Quillbores.
Fantastic.
Good stuff. Civ 7's going to be coming out soon. I'm sure Jesse will invite me to play. It's going to be really fun. We got to play Civ 6 together to warm up. Dude, people just keep being like, Jesse doesn't want to play with you because you take forever on your early turns and then you nuke everybody. And I was like, tell you what.
That's true.
I am, if you want, I will hyper take every turn. All right. I'm just going to be you know what? I'll do it. Here's the thing. Every time I take turns early, right, and I go slow, then we get to like the mid game and I'm like, all right, let's go. And then Jesse's like, what am I going to research? Am I going to research mining?
That's because I have to counter you, because you're like, I've got all nukes. All my ships have nukes. I'm like, what are you doing, you warlord? And you're like, nothing. I'm just putting ships off your coast for no reason. And I'm like, what?
Listen, if you don't want me to make nukes, I won't make nukes. I don't mind. I can play other various styles of the game.
Look, I'll be real. The only reason why I want to play with you again is so I can nuke the shit out of all your cities. I just need that closure. I need to be able to drop megatons on you and be like, yeah, it feels good, don't it? Yeah.
I'll just attack you with barbarians. Easy.
Okay.
And then you can go listen to Cox and Crendor, youtube.com/Cox and Crendor podcast. If you like hearing us rant, we're on episode like 450 something. I don't know. And then Dodger Coffee.
Yay!
I got my mug. I got Dodger Coffee there. It's good stuff.
Midnight Sloth, a delicious roast.
You get the combo. You get the Midnight Sloth dark roast along with the Dodger roast. Great deal. Fantastic. It's like Black Friday in January. Just really worth checking out.
Yep. Jessup, what have you got going on?
Oh, man. A brand new show is in the works. I'll tease it a little bit.
Ooh.
It is called Tell Me About, and it's me interviewing people that know things that I don't know. For example, our first two episodes are about Hololive, and I'm just saying maybe that's going to lead to someone being on this show.
What?
And then another one, previous guest, Necrit, is going to be on to talk about Arcane and League of Legends and how it all connects and the future of that game. And more importantly, what they're doing with that. And then another previous guest, a very Amazonian Amy, and I are talking about Magic the Gathering. So that's going to come out as well. There's a bunch we're working on. They're really, really informative. I was like, you know,
those are going to be fun to watch.
You know how I know it's good? When the editors in the office actually like it. Usually they're like, ugh, this crap Jesse makes us work on. This time they're like, wow, that was really cool. So I know it's good. So
nice,
that's,
there you go.
Yeah, it's coming down the pipeline. Personally, I've just been playing a lot of PoE 2 and I suck at it. I'm not good. I really don't think I'm good at that game. I just need someone to come along and write a guide for me on how to make the best build. That's really all I want in this world.
You just look those up.
Yeah, I feel like I need to get, you know, like, who's the dude playing for Elon? Can I get him to play for me? Because I feel like that would help.
Right.
And then for some reason, a lot of money.
For some reason, Crendor got me downloading Total War Warhammer 3 again because I told him the wrong information. On Cox and Crendor, I told him, like, you got to play this one class, or like this one unit, guys. They're awesome. And I was totally wrong. And then I started playing again. And now I'm like, why am I doing this? Why am I? I'm 80 hours into a campaign that I'm just not winning. So that's what I've been doing, just suffering for my art.
Sure. Yep. I am still trying to finish up the Root Trees Are Dead, like, secondary game, Root Tree Mania. It hit me with a 1-2 punch when I thought I was almost done with it. And then was like, here's a huge difficulty spike right at the end. Enjoy. So I closed it immediately because I got overwhelmed. But we'll try to tackle that next week. And then the follow-up game to Ender Lilies, Ender Magnolia, came out and has extremely positive reviews. And I loved the first game. So I'm going to hop into that, do some Metroidvania-ing.
Is it only on PC right now?
I don't know. I actually have no idea.
Hmm.
I just snagged it on Steam.
I'm going to look that up.
Oh, my God. I forgot to mention.
Yes.
Cat and Onion. Phenomenal game. You play as a cat. You go into an onion.
Right.
It is maybe one of the most Crendor games you'll ever play. It's only like 45 minutes long.
Okay.
A phenomenal experience. Right. Check it out. You also find numerous cats, real cats, in the game as you explore as a cat who's trying to make pancakes with a swirl. That's the game.
This cat sounds exciting.
And onion.
Cat and onion.
Check it out.
Check it out, chat.
Check it out.
Thank you all so much for watching. If you enjoyed this episode, it will not be here after this. It will be banished to the void. But all of the previous Geekenders, including this one, will always be on youtube.com/JesseCox. And we're on all the podcasty things. So if you want to do audio only and miss all of the like visual goofs, feel free. I'm
and
sorry.
Remember for how often kids we do at shit, home. Though.
Remember.
If we have a consistent for some time 100,000 views on those videos, Dodger and I will make a Christmas album this year. If we hit 200,000 consecutively for a long period of time, I will get a Dodger mushroom tattoo. It's up to you. Do you want to defile my body with Dodger's weird mushroom person? It's up to you. Rewatching works. You can. I'll
figure it out, guys.
Yeah.
Why haven't you gotten any Cox and Crendor tattoos if we hit 200,000?
Anyway, guys, thanks so much for watching. That's the end of the show. Goodbye, everybody.
Yeah, you know what time it is. It's time for the Geek Enders podcast. Mega Ran, Jesse and Dodger, what up? Let's go.
Yo, it's the weekend.
Yeah, it's time to geek out.
Let it begin.
Go on stream and shout. It's Jesse and Dodger, so give them a follow and see what the Geek Enders are all about.
Yo, it's the weekend.
Yeah, it's time to geek out.
Let it begin.
Go on stream and shout. It's Jesse and Dodger, so give them a follow. Number one geek podcast without a doubt. Yo, another end of another long week. Got a job and a kid, I know that you're all beat. So take a second, grab a drink and vibe while we catch you up in just a matter of time. On gaming, comics, whatever you're doing. If you're nerdy like us, then you know you should tune in. Thank you for sharing our world with us. Now follow, subscribe, and turn this up.
Yo, it's Come the on. Weekend.
Yeah, it's time to geek out.
Let it begin.
Go on, scream and shout. It's Jesse and Dodger, so give them a follow. Number one geek podcast without a doubt.
Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.